Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review The Book You Wish Your Parents Had Read, and Your Children Will Be Glad That You Did, by Philippa Perry, is a nonfiction parenting and relationship guide, written by a psychotherapist. It is not a rules-based manual or a collection of discipline techniques. Instead, it examines how emotional life, childhood experience, and everyday interactions shape the bond between parent and child. Perry argues that parenting works best when it is grounded in empathy, honesty, and self-awareness, rather than perfection or control. The book is aimed at parents, but its scope is broader than childcare alone. It also speaks to partners, family dynamics, and the lingering effects of one's own upbringing. Its purpose is to help readers understand why conflicts happen, how children communicate through behavior, and why repair matters after misunderstandings. The result is a reflective guide that combines psychological insight with practical guidance for more humane relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, connection matters more than perfect parenting technique. A central claim of the book is that the quality of the parent-child relationship matters more than any single method, routine, or script. Perry challenges the idea that good parenting is mainly about getting behavior under control. Instead, she treats parenting as an ongoing relationship shaped by presence, responsiveness, and mutual recognition. This changes the reader's focus from how to produce compliance to how to build trust. In Perry's view, children do not need flawless adults. They need adults who can stay emotionally available, remain curious about what a child is experiencing, and respond in ways that make the child feel understood. That emphasis also reduces the pressure many parents feel to perform competence at all times. The practical implication is important when a child is upset. The first task is not to fix the feeling or silence it, but to acknowledge it. This approach does not remove boundaries, but it places boundaries inside a larger relational frame. Parenting becomes less about winning short-term battles and more about sustaining a bond that can hold disagreement without breaking. Secondly, rupture and repair is the basis of emotional resilience. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that relationship ruptures are inevitable. Parents will misread signals, lose patience, overreact, or fail to meet a child perfectly in the moment. Perry does not treat these moments as proof of failure. Instead, she treats repair as the meaningful part of the process. When a parent apologizes, explains, or reconnects after conflict, the child learns that relationships can survive strain and that mistakes do not necessarily end connection. This is one of the book's most useful psychological ideas because it replaces the fantasy of uninterrupted harmony with a more realistic model of family life. Children benefit from seeing adults acknowledge fault and make amends because it teaches both accountability and emotional flexibility. Repair also helps prevent shame from becoming the dominant response to conflict. Rather than fearing every misstep, the parent can view rupture as an opportunity to model honesty and recovery. In this sense, the book presents repair not as damage control, but as a core developmental lesson. Children learn resilience when they see that closeness can be restored after disagreement. Thirdly, children communicate through behavior, not just words. Perry treats children's behavior as meaningful communication rather than as a problem to be mechanically corrected. Tantrums, withdrawal, clinginess, defiance, and repeated requests for attention are presented as signals that a child may be overwhelmed, uncertain, or seeking connection. This perspective is important because it changes the emotional tone of parenting. If behavior is communication, then the parent is invited to interpret rather than simply punish. That does not mean excusing harmful actions or abandoning boundaries. It means looking for the feeling behind the behavior and responding to the underlying need, as well as the outward act. Perry's approach is especially relevant in moments when adults are tempted to take a child's conduct personally. A child who is distressed is not necessarily trying to be difficult. Often the child lacks the language or regulation to express what is happening internally. By encouraging validation of feelings, the book helps parents avoid escalation and reduces the likelihood that ordinary childhood distress becomes a power struggle. The practical payoff is a calmer household in which children are more likely to learn emotional vocabulary and self-regulation from the adult's response. Fourthly, how your own childhood shapes the way you parent. One of the book's strongest themes is self-reflection. Perry argues that parents do not enter family life as blank slates. They bring with them habits, sensitivities, and emotional patterns formed in their own childhoods. That inheritance can influence how they interpret a child's tone, how quickly they become triggered, and what they expect from closeness, obedience, or independence. The book asks readers to notice these inherited reactions rather than automatically repeating them. This is not presented as an exercise in blame, but as a practical form of awareness. If a parent can identify the sources of their own reactivity, they are better positioned to choose a different response. The importance of this theme is that it widens the scope of parenting advice beyond the child alone. Perry suggests that a parent's unresolved shame, fear, or unmet needs can shape the emotional climate of the home. By making the adult's inner life part of the parenting conversation, the book offers a more realistic and less idealized account of family dynamics. It encourages growth not through self-criticism, but through noticing patterns and interrupting them before they are passed on. Lastly, a humane alternative to control-based parenting advice, the book stands apart from many parenting guides because it is not built around reward systems. Strict behavioral management or formulaic expert rules. Perry's style is psychologically informed but accessible, and her recommendations are grounded in relationship, empathy, and self-awareness rather than technique alone. This makes the book appealing to readers who are tired of advice that treats parenting like a management problem. It also explains why the book has a broader audience than parents of young children. Adults interested in their partnerships, family history, and emotional habits can still benefit from its arguments. The humane tone is part of the book's method. It tries to reduce shame, normalize imperfection, and make readers more thoughtful about how love is expressed in daily life. Compared with more prescriptive parenting books, it is less about getting quick results and more about changing the quality of interaction over time. That distinction matters because it gives the book lasting value. Readers are not only offered strategies for moments of conflict, they are given a framework for understanding why connection, accountability, and kindness are the foundations of healthier family relationships. In conclusion, this book should be read by parents at any stage, as well as by adults who want to understand how childhood experience continues to shape their relationships. Its value is both practical and reflective. Practically, it helps readers respond to children with more patience, better emotional language, and a clearer sense of how to handle conflict without escalating it. Intellectually, it offers a concise but thoughtful account of why family life is driven more by emotional patterns than by techniques alone. What makes it stand out in the crowded parenting category is its refusal to treat children as projects and parents as technicians. Perry replaces control-focused advice with a relational model based on empathy, rupture and repair, and self-awareness. That makes the book feel less like a manual and more like a psychologically grounded guide to living with other people well. Readers looking for discipline strategies may find it less prescriptive than other books, but readers looking for a humane, realistic understanding of parenting will find it unusually persuasive. It is especially useful for anyone who wants to break inherited patterns rather than simply manage surface behavior. If you would like to support Philippa Perry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.